Hi, listeners. It's a pleasure to have you there on another exciting episode of Talk with the Duke. I'm sure that this episode meets you well and fine. Today, we'll be diving into another intriguing topic and we'll be discussing hookup culture, its impact on relationship and the society. I have with me an expert guest who will be helping us to provide answers to some questions relating to casual sex, its implications, and the trends it makes in the modern day dating and relationship. Our guest will also give us insights on what has been the cause, the effect, and impact on our society. His name is Advocate. Advocate, how are you doing?
Oh, Duke, I'm fine. And you?
I'm okay. It's good to have you on today's episode.
Oh, thank you, Duke.
I hope you'll be able to provide answers to our questions as our listeners will hope they learn from today's episode.
So we try to our possible best. We are here.
Okay. Diving quickly into the matter for the day. Advocate, how has hookup evolved over the years?
Hookup.
And what's the current state now?
So, if provincial, we should go dive directly into that thing. You know, hookup culture is more relevant in these days. You know, we have people engaging in recently people engaging in diverse of sex, you know, meeting people from different locations and some other things. Even though the rise of dating apps and some TVs, you know, where we talk about WhatsApp TVs, groups. Even though on Facebook, we see a lot of pages and some other things in which people are into hookup and some other things. Though this thing has really evolved a lot and is at contributing a lot to the hookup route for now. Thank you.
Well, for our listeners, I don't know if it is important that we state what hookup means, but I believe that this is something that resonates with all of us, and that's why we are diving into the topic and we want to see the impact of this activity on our society. What do you think are the psychological underpinnings of hookup and why do people engage in casual sex?
Oh, thank you. There are several factors that contribute to hookup culture, such as desire for intimacy. You know, when we say desire for intimacy, you know, sometimes, sometimes girls do honeys. You know, when they see their specs, people they love. You know, when some girls will come directly to your DM, we'll be like, hello, please, I need a quiet guy. You know, when they say that, you know what that means? That immediately they see that intimacy they want, they start. Some are also engaging in a culture in which to avoid commitment to boast or self-esteem.
Okay, like men now.
For like example, men.
They just want to...
Just to know, yeah. Just to satisfy themselves. Just to let their friends know, no, we are here. Truly.
And they don't want to be committed to a particular person.
But I'm committed to a particular person. You know, this relationship is common. How will I put it? It's somehow weird. Yeah. So, and you know, some people believe there is no much we do in relationship than to have sex.
So why not just do it with just...
So, I'm on what? Let me just do it and just go on this way. So, that's what happened.
Okay. Do you think some people do it for money?
Oh, some people do it for money. Some people do it as a business.
Right, but let's look at that aspect now. People do it who call for money for the money.
For the money.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
This is why I really know I'm so much into this thing.
Okay.
You know, these days, you know, a lot of girls consider it as even a business.
Yeah.
In which they engage themselves, you have sex with them, then you pay.
It's like an industry.
It's like an industry on its own. To the extent we have apps for it.
And I will say you are in that industry.
So not just of that industry, our next part in this game.
Yo.
When it comes to it.
So what are the benefits of this hookup culture and what does the society stand to gain or lose as a result of it?
Right, thank you. The benefit of hookup culture There are many.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it exploits some potential for sexual explorations and experimentations.
Easy to test how good you are.
You know, you text how good you are, you text the style you can do. You know, like a guy, like, I can do this. Let me use the normal, I can do this for about 2 hours.
Okay.
Not stopping.
Okay.
So for sexual exploration and drop out, you know, you could be some potential negative, how will I put it? Some potential emotion and physical consequence. You know, the more we have advantage to it, the more we do it. We have the advantage to it. But, you know, the advantage, I can say the advantage is more than the disadvantage. Once you use your protection very well, the rest is just normal. You know, not only people that pays by that do it as a business, some people do it for a fun,
for pleasure,
for a player. Okay, let me state an instance. You know, we call something, how will I put it, there is one normal words we do use. It will be like one night stand.
Yeah.
You know this, when we are talking about one night stand, you meet a guy that you guy doesn't even have a very reason, and you just fall for him.
Yeah, and so if you just
then you two of you just go home. It can be the car, it can be anything. You guys have sex. And trust me, you might never meet again.
Yeah.
After that scene. So you know that this thing now, you know, it goes in love's way. So you know, then there is one at this advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, some people will be shy. There is timidness.
Yeah.
You, if you prevention, there is no much of protections. There can be the what we call STD, which is sexual transmitted disease. And some likes, we have gonorrhea and some like that. Well, once this normal protection is being in place in times, I think it goes a long way. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go on a short break. We'll be back.
Hasta la vista, nice to meet you, touch your toes and bend. My sneaky linko falling in love, she want me for herself. Baby don't be selfish, if you love me, you must learn to share. Only money in my mind, for now I ain't got time to love. Oh yeah. She say jiggy my pimikwa.
She say jiggy my pimikwa.
Say you the enter my eye.
Just in case you don't know this, you dey scatter my head. What if I don't notice you? You're beautiful, friendly, fair. Kimo too fair. Why you there? Yeah, if I tell you, me need more sugar on je. Make it hotter, man. We go je. You got to be saying me. I want to be from je. Mo normal. Money yes, girl, yes, mo normal. Ever this girl give me number. Now you ma don't dey spend my dollar. Oh yes, yes, I think that's my poster. She promised me love forever. Our love would not cross the border. Papa love would not be put us under.
Earlier you mentioned something about hookup being like an industry, especially in Nigeria, and you've also mentioned that you are even a part of this industry. Can you tell us what role you play in this industry? Because I was like, is it only women that actually do this to make money, or is it that men also make money through hookup? You know.
Thank you. So in this aspect, there is something that goes viral, even more than the ages of hookup. You call it sugar daddy and sugar mommy.
Okay.
You know, when we say sugar daddy, you should know a lady will be involved. And when we say sugar mommy, you should know a man will be what? A man will be involved. So once you want to go for a sugar mommy, you should know that sugar mommy should be able to be paying you.
Okay, which means men are also.
So, no, wait. So we don't. Yes, we don't need to let people know that men are also into it. So thank you.
What role do technology play in this hookup culture today?
Oh, most of this role is being contributed by the technology.
Okay.
Which is social media.
Alright.
You know, I said something earlier. The contribution of media and technologies to this thing is very alarming. For instance, I said there is something we call WhatsApp TV then. And when you go to some page,
even Telegram,
they are on Telegram and some other thing. Okay, now let me bust your brain. Do you know there are most of the Telegram users now do join Telegram because of notes?
Yeah.
And you know, power videos.
Yeah. So that's the technology.
So with technology really makes it advanced for them. If it is WhatsApp can ban such a number and close up the group. But Telegram accommodates such. So there are many apps.
Options.
There are many apps in which you can even find partners.
Yeah.
Yes, we have finders. One of us, in which you can find partners.
What role is this app play? Should you say they are playing roles of, you know, app like Tinder as well? Are they playing roles of like matchmaking? No, the computer
that's,
matchmaking.
That's what they do. They match make people together.
Mm.
But if peradventure it is WhatsApp TV,
it'll be like
the matchmaker will be the one to do the talking. But for apps, you sit down, you search for a guy you know physically, then you shut him or her up. They shut each other up. Then
I know they actually pay for these apps and all of that.
All those apps are not free.
Yeah.
You know, all those apps are not free.
And that's what's making the hookup like an industry.
Yeah, that's now we're so making it as an industry. So those apps are not free because they have VIPs. So we call something VIPs there. They have VIPs in which you will have unlimited people you can message and chat to per day. So once you subscribe to the VIP, so I can say that technology contributes mostly 75% of it.
So is there any other way apart from using technology by people involved in hookup? Is there any other means? Is there any traditional?
There is one particular means, but this means people really see it as annoying means. Whereby, you know, we have some hotels, whereby we have some girls that we stand at the front. Hello.
That what they call Aristo.
That's what they call Aristo. But now see the different names being given to it. Someone is being called hookup,
uh-huh.
And another is being called Aristo.
Should you say there's difference between prostitute and hookup? A prostitute.
They differentiate both. They consider those people standing on the roadside as prostitutes.
Prostitute, okay.
So, but
they're actually doing the same thing, just for someone.
It's just a misconception of names,
okay.
You know, just to change diverse of names and some other things, just to make sure, this one is, you know, they will say we are classy.
Okay. Well, are you now saying that hookup girls are prostitutes?
No, I can't say hookup girls are prostitutes because there are some people that doesn't go for money. Because there are some that doesn't go for money. You know, when I say one night stand,
yeah,
you have just, this thing with, and they go. You can meet in clubs, you can meet in everything. So those things, that's what makes it very difficult to make it prostitute.
Okay.
Diverse from people standing on the roadside. So that's just the difference between.
Yeah, and what impact can we say hookup now has on a conventional relationship? What impact does it have in people, you know, dating and relationships like that?
Oh, you know, when we are talking about impact, hookup has really affected almost 80% of relationship nowadays, mostly from guys. Okay, let me use this a very clear example. You know, when you see a guy, you don't just love her. It's either you love her shapes. You know, I love this girl shape. No, she's fucking hot. Oh, you do what? Oh, you love that her breast. You know, you must have something very...
A feature
you love in. So, you know, with this feature you love in her, you don't just love it. You just want to go down on it. So now, some guys now consider it as a means of means. Like, you know, instead of disturbing myself, toasting one girl's around and draw this thing, all I see as a feature, there is one normal ways they goes about it. Now, a very popular name, they call it friend with benefit or sex mate.
Okay.
Some people call it fuck mate. Some people call it friend benefit. But that friend benefit, there is another name for it. We call it cruise mate.
Okay.
So we call it cruise mate. You know, people now consider having a cruise mate more than even having a relationship. Okay. If for example, you are a lady, the only thing a guy will do for you, if you are in a relationship, what they consider is they talk to you, and after that they can ask, even though you might request for money and the guy will tell me It does not have. But if Praventure is your friend with benefit, or your fuck me, it does not have option. Because once you guys are doing each other ways, the will of the both must be what? Must be accepted.
Okay.
Must be what? Must be accepted. So people are now considering it more valuable than relationship. For real, to be sincere, only money gives happiness. So people will be like, when you're in a relationship, you're happy. Yeah. When you're this, you're that. It doesn't make someone happy. It's only money that gives happiness. After money, it's money.
I hope our guests are enjoying this episode. I'm going on a short break now, and I'll be back. So, listeners, it's good to know that you are still there listening to very, very exciting topic on the hookup culture. So, advocates, what are the misconceptions that we have going on around in the street, in the city, in the society about this hookup culture?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, kind of misconception I know about is promiscuous. Or low self-esteem.
Okay, the same people that are into hookup are promiscuous.
Yes, exactly. For me, in reality, people who engage in casual sex do so for, you know, I said it, for various reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, more importantly, some do it just for generalizations. So, except for the low esteem and, you know, promiscuous art, I don't think... Yes. Their money, I don't think there is much about this thing about it. So, for real, some people are very, they are cool with it.
You say that we should not judge people that are into hookup now?
I can't judge, you know, because I have taken time to do the direction between hookups and prostitutions. You know, I said this, some people can just go down and some artists. And you know,
this now, the vegetarian hookup and prostitution, I feel like it is mostly at the part of the women. You know, we can say women are up, or should we say, is there any role that gender play in the hookup culture?
Yes, there is. Because, you know, we have some guys that they love to entice with money.
Okay.
You know, once they be like, see, I don't think I can go into a relationship. Once they see a girl they lost, they be like, oh, very pretty girl, you look good. I would love to be taking good care of this body. If I venture, you do my... And I say, girl, who needs the body to be most, you know,
okay,
more stunning?
Okay.
For a better ways, you be like, okay, no problem. So, us. Indeed. So, the sex you guys are having together is the same sex they're having in a relationship. Okay. So, they don't consider it as something very, you know, something very assertive.
Do you feel like... Whoa. Like I was about to say the other time, do you feel like women face more stigma regarding casual sex than men? Like, do women face more stigma?
Sure.
Is it that the society like would overlook a man having multiple sexual partners and so many casual sex than women? Is that what we have in our society today?
One of the things we should really abolish for these days, one of the things we should really abolish for these days is the way we look onto some girls. Now, we think guys are saints, whereas they are not.
Okay.
So, when guys are the one roaring these ladies, you know, it is what I know much about very well. Some guys will come into your DM and be like, hello, advocate, please, I would love to have a sex mate. Taking care of her is not a problem. So we now had a very funny statement as I do transfer.
Okay.
So you know that thing, you screenshot it, you post it into the page or the group. You know, there is no lady that we see as I do transfer. That will be like, and I will not to be receiving transfer directly from this. And now if Praventure wants to judge it, you'll be like, omo ye unise kushe ni.
Okay.
Whereas you are referring to that ladies, see. In the stage, in the 21st century we are, I really consider it of guys and ladies having the same equal right.
Okay.
Having the same equal right. We are both on the wrong side. Let's judge this. There is one Africa settings, the whole data Africa settings in the histories. we call male chauvinism. It means male dominating over females. This is 21st century. We should be considered the fact that a guy slept with four guys. Now a guy now sleeps with four girls. So you will not tell me it's different. What's the difference between both? You bullshit.
Yeah, we both involved in multiple sex.
So I don't think we should be on a
stigma
very or stigmas to the ladies. It's wrong, and it should be well condemned.
Yeah. Thank you, advocate. How can individuals navigate hookup culture safely, responsibly, both emotionally and physically?
Oh, thank you, Duke. Let me state this. It is important to patronize your own emotional, physical, and well-being when engaging in sex. And for you to communicate clearly, your partner to communicate clearly with your partner, and your expectation and boundaries. You know, when these things are being put in place, you know, using our protections, getting regular STI testing and some more squishier stuff together. So when this thing is being done regular, I think there will be low of it.
Yeah. How do you see hookup culture evolving in the future? And what impact do you think it will have on relationship and society in the coming days? Do you see this still rising more, or there will be a decline? Do you feel like people will start to get more interested in relationship, or there's going to be increase in the hookup?
I love your question. That is very interesting question. And let me be fat and be sincere with you. Someone like me doesn't lust you. Yes. I don't consider love as anything else. I don't say people should not consider it.
Yeah.
No, that is on my own side. I'm a realist. Now, you know, the rising and the more inception of hookups in the society nowadays has been getting notes of relationships in the societies these days, whereby people doesn't believe so much in relationships. So they go with friend benefit, they go with hookups, they go with sex mate, they go with cruise mate, they go with anything they want. You know, because the only thing they believe is, and there is now one this thing, this mentality for our people these days. They believe you can be a baby mama, you can without getting married.
Yeah.
And how do this thing start? The famous people we have, our artists, our most interesting followers, the people we follow, they are into this.
Yeah. You just get
so pregnant. They are women pregnant. They have their children and they live their lives. And that ladies too lives her life the way she wants. So people are not they are really getting this thing at the very, they are shifting it.
Open marriage
to this thing.
Not on serious relationships.
For it. A lot of gays doesn't want any guy to be disturbing me anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, if I want to, I will come over. Then if I don't want to, then you let me be.
Well, it's been a very, very great one with you this hour. Let's go on another break and we'll wrap it on this episode of Talk with the Duke. Stay tuned. Listeners, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a fantastic store that I recently discovered. It's called Malibeka. They are specialized in all kinds of clothing and accessories, from luxury brands to locally Midwest, all available as low as 2,500 Naira. Whether you're looking for stylish slides, captivating franges, or something in between, Malibeka has got you covered. And the best part, they offer both wholesales and retail prices. You can get the best deal no matter how much or what little you need. But that's not all. Malibeka also offers shipping services, giving you the opportunity to make the money from the comfort of your own home. All you have to do is sit down, relax, and let them handle the rest. So if you're in the market for some new wardrobe essentials, don't hesitate to check out Malibeka. You can place your order now on WhatsApp via 081 35 57 8001.
taking that once again, 081-35-57-8001. Patronize them and you enjoy delivery straight to your doorstep. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I know you've been enjoying today's episode. Before we call it a day and wrap it up on this episode, advocate, what advice would you give to someone who wants to explore the hookup culture, wants to go into this industry like you said it is now? But what advice would you give such a person?
My advice should be very limited.
Okay.
Let me limit it.
Okay.
You know, let me quote a scripture.
Okay.
It says, whatever your hands find doing,
doing
with all your heart. If perpetually wants, you don't love bread, you want to go into it, then go into it.
Okay.
If you want to go into relationship, go into relationship. If you want to go into hookup, go into it directly. Don't be on two-sided.
Okay.
Make your stand. Let people know this what you are for.
Okay.
Don't complicate issues.
Okay, be proud of whatever you are.
Proud of whatever you are doing.
Okay.
Yes. Be proud of whatever you are doing. Stand firm on yours. And for real, everything has a reward.
Something just came to my mind now. Before we just close everything, would you differentiate having a sexual relationship from having a casual, or let's say from a hookup, having a sexual relationship? Would you say it's different from hookup?
Let me use that kind of statement. Or having a casual relationship, or having a casual sex. I would love to be sincere. Casual sex is interesting more than a relationship, for real.
But I'm saying sexual relationship whereby both of you just know that you're in this relationship for sex. There's no other strings attached to it. And you know, casual relationship with like people, just see anybody, just look at the person like that. Which one would you?
You know, if Praventure, there is the one we call one, and the casual one sometimes is very risky.
Okay.
You know, someone is just know.
Yeah.
Just call over, you know, you might not have your protections around you and some other things. So, and you know, Some guys, they are both wicked.
Yeah.
Yes, some have been infected with a disease in which they know.
They know and they want to know.
They want to let it to be affected with some people too. So, bro, the first thing remains, if Praventure, you guys are into intimacy of a thing, you know each other very well.
Okay.
You know, if Praventure, there is something that is wrong with your body, you could be able to trace it.
Okay.
Who do I have this thing with last time and some other thing? So I think the later one is still better than
okay.
D.
Okay. Our listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this exciting episode, because personally I've learned a lot from it, and I hope that the message is being passed by our guests. Stay tuned for our coming episode. We promise to make it as interesting as this. And don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share with your loved ones. I still remain your very one and only host, The Duke. Bye for now.